This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, November 14. Life under a new king. Our reading comes from 2 Samuel chapter 2. In the course of time, David inquired of the Lord, "Shall I go up to one of the towns of Judah?" he asked. The Lord said, "Go up." David asked, "Where shall I go?" "To Hebron," the Lord answered. So David went up there with his two wives, Ahinoam of Jezreel, and Abigail, the widow of Nabal of Carmel. David also took the men who were with him, each with his family, and they settled in Hebron and its towns. Then the men of Judah came to Hebron, and there they anointed David king over the tribe of Judah. When David was told that it was the men from Jabesh Gilead who had buried Saul, he sent the messengers to them to say to them, "The Lord bless you for showing this kindness to Saul, your master, by burying him. May the Lord now show you kindness and faithfulness, and I too will show you the same favor because you have done this. Now then, be strong and brave, for Saul, your master, is dead, and the people of Judah have anointed me king over them." Israel is at a precarious moment in their history. They have enemies on all sides. Their first king has just died. They face an internal struggle. Will they descend into chaos or become the nation God has called them to be, a light to the other nations? At this crucial moment, David steps up. He prayerfully pursues God's leading and welcomes the anointing of the people as their king. Remember, God has chosen him earlier, telling Samuel to anoint him. So now David's kingship becomes a reality, fulfilling that earlier promise. And David shows graciousness to those who have been loyal to Saul. Through David, God's going to unite a troubled nation and give them good leadership. God is bringing order out of chaos, new life out of a time of degeneration and death. The people of Israel must increasingly be dead to Saul and alive to David as king. So too, when we trust in Jesus as Lord, we transfer our allegiance from our old, degenerate life of selfishness and sin to begin a new life in Christ. We bring our lives under his rule and reign. We proclaim and begin to embody his kingdom. What does it mean to be a Christian? One way to describe it is to say that we live under a new king. We are loyal to the loving king whom God the Father has given to the world, and we live in the hope and service of his kingdom. Pray with me. Loving God, break the power of sin in our lives. Help us to count ourselves dead to sin, but alive to you through Jesus. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.